The recording began in a banal manner, as fateful things so often do, with the simple sound of a hatch opening and closing again, and a slight rustling, as if someone had removed the recording device from an article of clothing. And then again, the hatch opening. A female's voice. Tahiri's.
"Sorry, sir, but I had to speak to you."
Several heads turned to look at her. She fought to keep her face neutral, but she recognized her own voice. This was no fake.
"There's always knocking."
The dead were speaking. The voice was recognizable to almost everyone in the room. It had belonged to Admiral Gilad Pelion. Every part of Tahiri's body suddenly sang with the surge of adrenaline. She was catapulted back in time to that moment, perhaps the single most pivotal of her life. All the sights and sounds and smells rushed back to her, all the certainty that she had to do what she was about to do. And juxtaposed along that vivid, almost cellular recollection was the here and now. A courtroom. A judge who, if not exactly in Dallas' pocket, was most assuredly on her side politically. Sewell Deccan doing his best to conceal a smirk. And Earmuth, poor dandy Earmuth, who had pulled out all the stops for her and had come this close to winning what would likely be his final case.
"Sir, there are lives on the line. If you let the GA tear itself apart, everyone loses."
Her own voice again. Cool, blunt, determined, flat, Tahiri thought wildly. Lifeless in a way that Pelion's voice most assuredly was not, although he had been 92 at the time of his death. Murder. And would within a handful of moments never speak again. Had Jason really sucked that much out of her? She barely recognized herself.
"I'm not letting it do anything, Lieutenant. I'm giving practical support to an ally."
"If Colonel Solo is deposed, the GA will revert to its indecisive self, and there will be chaos."
Laughable, almost, to hear those words and look around at where she was now. There was nothing indecisive about the GA in the wake of Jason Solo's death. Whatever else Dalla had done, whatever threat she was to the Jedi, Luke Skywalker, or Tahiri herself, she'd brought calmness and order back. Chaos? The only chaos roiling right now was in Tahiri's heart, and likely in the head of Earmuth Boitu. He was accomplished enough that he was able to keep a neutral expression, but his left ear twitched twice. Tahiri's heart sank. What would come next would doom her. And she did not think even the galaxy's most brilliant defense attorney would be able to save her once the jury had heard this with their own ears.
"I'm afraid I can't agree with you, my dear. But then I don't have to."
The voice of the dead, speaking calmly and confidently.
"Loyalty is a fine thing. Don't think I don't respect that. But Jason Solo's the chaos, not the cure."
She hadn't realized it at the time, but Tahiri could now hear the amusement in his voice. She wondered how she had looked to him, probably painfully young and gullible, and so completely and utterly in the wrong.
"Is there anything else?"
"The Moffs will break it off if you tell them to. I witnessed the influence you wield. Moff Quill was ready to defy you, but you just put him back in his place. I can feel things in beings that even you can't see."
Quill. He had been in Jason's pocket, just like she had been, and shortly after the events of the recording had assumed command of the Bloodfin. He'd never made it off the ship alive. He had been killed by the Mandos pouring onto the vessel, dying as violent a death as the man he betrayed had done.
"I've no reason to refuse Admiral Nyathol's request. Subject closed."
Cha Nyathol, dead too now. The ghosts were lively in this snippet of the past. The recorded Tahiri sighed softly. Then there came another rustling sound.
"Please, Admiral, just do it."
A click. The safety catch was now off. There were enough beings in the room who were familiar with blasters that a slight gasp rippled through the room as the sound was recognized.
"Call off your fleet and give Jason Solo a chance. He needs to win at Fondor."
"Win?
destroy its capacity to threaten the GA again. It's a practical matter, but it also shows the rest of the galaxy how high the stakes are for them.
Tahiri resisted the urge to bury her face in her hands. She'd forgotten just how it all sounded. At the time, it had made sense, but now... The jury members were turning to look at her, not bothering to hide their stares. Some of them had disgust and contempt on their faces. Others were confused. Still others looked betrayed, as if this was a personal attack. And Tahiri supposed it was. Ermuth had led the jury on a journey to get to know Tahiri, to sympathize with her, to see how step by step she had been ruthlessly broken and then just as brutally remade. But that flat voice spouting such things.
No, I won't ignore a surrender, and I won't enable the bombardment of civilian centers afterward. And I will not lend the Empire to a petty despot.